بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب استحباب جعل النوافل في البيت سواء الراتبة وغيرها، والأمر بالتحول للنافلة من موضع الفريضة أو الفصل بينهما بكلام. Starting a new chapter today, the chapter on the desirability, the preferability of performing nafil salah at home, the optional salah, performing it at home, but not the faraz salah. Faraz salah that we read in the masjid, that we don't read at home. However, we learn there is desirability, preferability to read the nafil salah at home. And the command to perform the nafil salah away from the place where the obligatory salah was performed, or to separate between the two salahs by, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi said, by talking, or by doing anything that is out of salah. In other words, there is some separation between the faraz salah and the sunnah salah. So a person doesn't make it such that immediately after salam of the faraz salah, immediately he starts the sunnah salah in the same spot, or he starts the nafil salah in the same spot immediately after the faraz salah, because this creates a confusion between the faraz salah and the nafil salah. Something should be done to separate between the two salahs. Either a person moves his spot a little bit, he goes to another place, or a person, for example, goes away to the back, or he goes away to another place. Sometimes there's no place in the back, you find the person will go to the front. But he's separating between the faraz salat and the nafil salat by doing something. Here we explained yesterday the preferability of going home if there is no fear that when a person goes home now, he's going to leave out the nafil salat altogether, he's going to leave out the sunnat salat altogether. There's no fear. Otherwise, it's better for him to read it in the masjid, finish it properly in the masjid, and then go home. Especially in our time and age, when a person goes home, there's so much of distractions that are there. Sometimes the family is there, sometimes the children is there. There are other distractions that are there. So now it becomes very difficult for him to continue on his salah. In that case, it is much better to read the salah in the masjid. And we explain why ulama also encourage it nowadays, is because people are leaving it out altogether, the sunnah. So if people get in the habit of just going home immediately after namaz, the sunnah salah, which there's so much of emphasis, and we did recently the rewards, and we also did the emphasis that was there, put in the Shariat as far as the Sunnat al-Mu'akkada Salah is concerned, that will be completely left out. So this is what this chapter is speaking about. An Zayd ibn Thabit radiyallahu anhu, anna al-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, Sallu ayyuhal nasu fi buyutikum, fa inna afdal as-salati salatul mar'i fi baytihi illa al-maktuba, muttafaqun alayhi. Zayd ibn Thabit radiyallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O people, perform your salah in your homes. The best salah is a man's salah in his home, except for the faraz salat. So here this is an encouragement for a person reading his nafil salat at home, or his sunnat salat at home, that this, it is better for him to read it there, as we explained, together with understanding these conditions, provided that the person will go and he won't get disturbed and won't get distracted. And this is very hard for us to say it, that it won't happen like that to us, that we won't get disturbed, won't get distracted. In better in that situation now is read it in the masjid. We know when you go home that salah is completed. Another thing we learned from the hadith that we just did is salah is not something that's confined to the masjid. We should be reading nafil salah at home. So even when we go home also, don't think that salah is only there for the masjid. At home, you should try and read nafil salah also. So a person gets to his house, he reads two rakats of namaz. Before he sleeps, he reads two rakats or four rakats of salat. Before he sleeps, then during the day, a person reads ishraq salat if he's at home. Then the salatul duha. Or if a person at night wants to read awabin salah. So all these salahs can be read at home. So that idea that the salah is confined to the masjid, that idea we should break it. We read in the masjid also, and we read at home. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, لَا تَتَّخِذُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قُبُورًا. Don't make your houses into qabrustans. Don't make your house into a qabrustan. Ulama give few explanations. One explanation that is given is, in a qabrustan, nobody reads namaz. It is not a place for reading namaz. So don't make your house like that, that you don't read salah, you don't read nafil salah in the house. Don't make it like a qabrustan. Other explanation ulama give is that in a qabrustan you'll find that there is no mehman nawazi that takes place. There is no looking after and taking care of the guests. So when people come to your house, take care of them. Offer them something, give them something, show that kindness, the gesture of your kindness. Don't make that house like on qabrustan. People come home and you've got nothing there to offer. And the third explanation as far as that hadith is concerned is literally don't make your house like a qabrustan. In other words, don't reserve your home to be a place of burial. You must be buried in your home and some type of mazar be made out of your house. That is not the object. So don't make your house into a qabrustan. Ulama give these explanations. But one of them is, don't make it such that we don't read any nafil salah at home. It's nice to even keep a musalla open in one place or one spot we have for salah. And this place is reserved for salah. Whenever I come into my house, I got a few minutes, I'm still waiting, there's nothing for me to do, or the food is still getting prepared, or there is extra time now, instead of just whiling away, at least we're getting a chance to read nafil salah at home. Here we see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that the best salah that is read, the best salah is a man's salah in his home, except for the faraz salat. عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال اجعلوا من صلاتكم في بيوتكم ولا تتخذوها قبورا متفق عليه. حضرت عبداللہ ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, perform some of your salah in your homes and do not make them into graveyards. This is the hadith explained now. We just gave the explanation what is meant by do not make them into graveyards. And one more short hadith and complete for today. عن جابر رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا قضى أحدكم صلاته في مسجده فليجعل لبيته نصيبا من صلاته فإن الله جاعل في بيته من صلاته خيرا. رواه مسلم. هذا جابر رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Any one of you who performs his salah in his masjid should perform some salah of his in his home. This here is talking about nafil salah we should be reading at home. So he should perform some of his salah in his home, as Allah Ta'ala will place blessings in his home because of his salat. Mentioned in Muslim Sharif, Ibn Majah and Musnad Ahmad, Allah Ta'ala will bring barakat and Allah Ta'ala will bring blessings in that home. Person is reading nafil salah in his home. So therefore, if a person wakes up early also, his tahajjud salat, he can read it at home. If a person comes to the masjid because of, as I mentioned, because of more encouragement, etc., then there is no harm. He finds that if at home now, I'm going to get lazy, so therefore I want to come early to the masjid, I want to read my tahajjud salat in the masjid, I'd like to come early to the masjid and get the rewards of being early in the masjid, there is no harm. What this hadith is speaking about is a person giving some share of salah also to the home. He's not only restricting salah to the masjid. Here we're talking about nafil salah. Faraz salah, there's no question. We have to read it in the masjid. Person is making his house also such that salah is taking place in a house. What it does, it attracts divine barakat and divine blessings from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because the person is reading nafil salah at home. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.